This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
But we do have a new pope, and he's from the United States. How about that?
First time ever.
And we were kind of, you know, the white smoke went up, and then all of a sudden some people sitting around Vatican City waiting to see who the new pope is, and the new pope is from Chicago.
Chicago.
He was Robert Prevost. He will be now known as Leo the 14th, right? XIV is 14, right? When the numbers
are XIV, yes.
XIV is 14, yeah. Leo the 14th. Pretty cool. I don't know.
So there.
Something about the whole experience. I don't know. Why am I hooked on this? Why am I?
Because you watch Conclave.
Yeah, maybe. I saw the beginning of Conclave the other day. I've got this
and
real
it's
bad
cool.
habit.
It doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
You know, you.
Well, you hope it doesn't. I mean, somebody died.
Right. Exactly. It's a lot of pomp and circumstance. Don't want that. There's a build up to it. Like it's all the stuff that we get into with this.
New guy's only 69 years old. Means he could be the Pope a long time.
Is his first declaration that all pizza must have the crust come really high up and make it really thick now, and your thin crust is now a cracker?
No, it's going to be, I'm sorry, we now need two baseball teams here at Vatican City.
You guys are unbelievable.
We are now replacing wine with old style.
I cannot believe you.
Are they going to line the Sistine Chapel with ivy?
Wow, the voice from nowhere.
That was a great line.
Good job, man. I give you credit on that one.
I bet for a Syracuse kid.
By the way, you won't like him. He went to Villanova, so sorry about that.
That's really good for the Wildcat basketball team because, man, since Jay Wright left, they've had issues.
Could you imagine recruiting? Like, what if Villanova calls him now and says, hey, we need some help with basketball?
Hey, Leo.
Can you give this 12th grader a call for us?
The only way it would be better is if...
No, Andy, can I correct you?
Oh, what?
Can you give this 5th grader a call for us? We want to get him in early. You got any NIL money? Can borrow.
Does he walk into the room and they go, ladies and gentlemen, Pope Leo, and a bunch of people have to follow up by going, duh, Pope.
Oh, man. Ditka would be proud? Yes. Come on.
Get your bit into the kid.
I don't know. I always find interesting too, and I know we need to get back to sports, but it's the merchandise that goes on with like anybody who wins an election, Pope.
You getting your Pope Leo shirt?
Do you get a shirt? Do you get like salt and pepper shakers? You get a hat?
Oh, I'm sure the NFL is taking notes right now for when it's time to replace Goodell.
There's a bobblehead being made already. The new Pope.
It's a lot of pressure being the
right
Pope,
next
man.
To the raccoon.
Oh, man.
Okay.
The raccoon's head doesn't bite. It's the crack pipe that bobbles.
But his tail wags.
I got to tell you, like, you're just a kid. I'm just a kid from Chicago, right? What if that's what he says? It'll be his first line. It'll be like LeBron. I'm just a kid from Chicago, being the first ever North American.
Well, it is kind of fascinating.
My first statement, no ketchup on hot dogs ever.
How about this? Like, so he's talking for the first time right now, and someone's got to hold the microphone in front of him. They can't just get him
a little podium. Come on, Vatican, be better than that. You got to have a lav. A little lavalier mic, clip it right there.
I can't believe I'm going to do this. Should I think twice about this? Line three, Andy. Only because your name's Andy is that I answer
don't
the phone.
Don't get us pulled into a meeting.
Yeah, we don't want a meeting about this.
Oh, no, guy.
Is
it a mini Pope? No. I bet you Pope Leo the 14th would have played injured if he was in the playoffs, though. I'm just saying.
All right. Thanks, Andy. Appreciate it.
Mr. Baskin. That was worth taking. I'm glad I took it.
I don't know. I don't. I'm so fascinated by this. All
yeah,
of a
you're a
I
little. You're a little possessed here.
But now that I know that he would have played injured, then we're all everything's good. Everything's good. A big win for Chicago then too, huh? They got to be going crazy in Chicago right now.
Oh, you kidding me?
Could you imagine if we
I
got
would
a
think.
Pope? Man, can we get a Pope from Cleveland?
That'd well, this awesome. Guy just—he's only 69. Give
I
it
know.
About 30 years.
Well, I'm just—I don't want anything bad. Now. I'm just.
Well,
saying.
You mean, sure this, sounded like it.
Is that how it works? Is that then they just kind of work their way? You come back around east, and then maybe you hit Cleveland on the way, then New York, and then cross over to London. Just keep going east.
He's got a lot of pressure, man. I don't know, man. Grow up just a regular kid. All of a sudden, you're playing stickball in Chicago. Next thing you know, you're—I don't know—do they play stickball in Chicago?
Grow up a regular kid in Cleveland Heights, and all of a sudden you're hosting your own radio show. That's a lot of pressure, man.
Or you're going to be in the Hall of Fame like the Kelseys? All right, I'm getting off this topic. 216-474-0092. Thanks for playing along with us on that. We talked to Danny Green just now, too, and just trying to think
that
of...
That is a very cool thing, so good.
Yeah, it's neat to watch. Anything Danny said that kind of stuck out? You know, I thought the stuff about...
Yeah, he thinks Boston still.
Yeah, you buying? They got less than 8% chance of winning, according to history.
If
history will tell you less than 8% chance.
If I had to pick one of the two teams to come back, it would be Boston over the Cavs.
How about straight out? He called them immature too.
Even without the injuries. Well, but Andy, they are kind of immature.
True,
they're young, and that not in a bad way. They're immature basketball postseason wise. I mean,
you're talking about Boston or the Cavs?
Cavs.
He was called Boston immature.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought he was calling the Cavs immature.
No, he called Boston immature. He goes, I'm not surprised they lost again. They're immature.
Well, he would know. All I know is that if the three-point shot isn't falling, I'd suggest not putting up 100 of them in two games.
Yeah, but what happens when the three-point shot is falling for the other team? I mean, you can score all the twos you want. You're not going to win. It's impossible to win if they're hitting all their threes.
But they're not. When you're up by 20 in the third quarter, you want to let the team back in the game? Get cold from behind the three-point line and keep jacking them up. And that's what happened.
Or you're trying to fight your way out of it to think that you're going to get hot. That's the problem with that.
Heaven forbid, pass inside for a layup.
It's too easy. I agree with you, but I also get concerned. Like in game one, we were trading threes for twos, and that's bad. That's a bad dynamic. Well,
the Cavs have put up 77 threes, Andy, 39 and 38. And, you know, they're hitting just, 27%. So they're not any great shakes from behind the three-point line either. And I give them credit. Donovan Mitchell has not been good from behind the three-point line. He's 2 of 18 in the series. What did he do in the game the Cavs had to have? Drove to the basket like crazy. He was still, I believe, 1 of 7 on threes, but he went to the free throw line 21 times. And so Donovan thought, this isn't working. I'm going to the hoop. And he did, and he almost won the game for the Cavs. So I give him credit for that. They came up with a plan B. Donovan, go.
Mitch is in Cleveland. Hi, Mitch.
Mitch.
Hey, you guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
It's a pleasure talking to you, Mr. Phelps and Andy. I always talk to you guys, but I always listen to you guys, I mean to say. I was just calling in because I love the way you break it down, you know, about the sports that happens in Cleveland. And I just called in because I'm sitting in the car waiting on someone, and I hope that the Cavs don't blow the team up because of what happened with the injuries. But it takes me back to last year. We had a bunch of injuries, and that happens, you know, in the playoffs. And I was praying all year when the Cavs were winning games, hoping and praying that they didn't get injured in the playoffs. And there it is. It happened. We got three, you know, people that, especially two keys that, you know, with Garland and Mobley that's out right now, and also Hunter. And that's killing me that they're not playing. But I know that they have to be injured not to get out, especially Garland. I thought it happened to him last year. And I used to – one reason I always, you know, love Garland, because last year a lot of guys, some of the guys that even call your show, they didn't want him to play again. Get rid of Garland. He'll never be an all-star again. He'll never do this and that again. And I used to argue with a couple of guys about that. I said, Garland will come back and he'll be an all-star and he'll play good. And I was very proud and happy for Garland this year. And I hate that this had to happen to him in the playoff time when we really need him.
Yeah, Mitch, it's interesting to hear people say, well, if they get swept in this thing, man, they're going to have to make a trade. They're going to have to. And Garland's name is always the first one to come up.
You haven't heard people say right. that, though.
Oh, yeah, I've heard it. I heard it have all you? Day yesterday. Okay. Yeah.
It's obviously something you'd have to think about.
Yeah. Well, you got to get past the second round, right? Isn't that what the goal is? So well,
you don't win at all unless you get out of the second.
Deep thought
That's
right there.
True.
Mitch, thank you. We appreciate all the kind words.
Thanks,
thank you,
Mitch.
Thanks.
Nice of
you
to call. You
guys.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Yes, sir.
Mitch, sitting in a car waiting on somebody else.
And calling us.
Yeah, it reminds me of my dad. My dad would sit
we
in
do,
the car all
we
day.
We do appreciate when people listen and call. I mean, that's nice of them.
It is.
Otherwise, I'm
Dan, to you, or are you
hanging out?
Grumple Silskin on that. You don't care that people are nice.
Dan's calling his Chicago relatives and saying, we got a sip hey. Up.
Oh, yeah, we're Midwest nice is about to take over the world. I'm really excited for the first time the Pope tries to make his way through. A bunch of people goes, whoop.
Is there like a first Pope dinner, like the Masters dinner?
Whoops, excuse me.
What are they serving tonight?
I can't wait until...
Sausage, right?
Chicago, it's a hot dog. They got a hot dog. There will be no ketchup on there. We will have celery, salt, and peppers on there, the way it should be.
You can't wait.
A little bit of mustard.
Until the first Sunday after Labor Day when the Pope comes out and gets ready to do a service and he says, the Bears.
Shot a Malort in a hot dog or in a hot dog for everyone there.
Does this make the Bears God's team then?
Don't tell Jerry Jones.
Oh, Jerry Jones won't know
He's
what to do with
be
that
mad,
one.
That's true. I mean, they put that hole on top of the stadium.
AT&T.
Yeah, so that forget it.
That's why Soldier Field is wide open.
Good time to go to break. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Talk a little bit more about the Cavs when we come back and what Danny Green had to say. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.